In this podcast, you'll hear Katie, the QI Communications Officer, and Nicola, a Senior Improvement Advisor, ask three teams at ELFT about their enjoying work projects, what enjoying work means to their teams, the challenges they faced, and their next steps. Jasmine, can you tell us a little bit about what enjoying work means to the Mental Health Law team and the aim of the project that you were working on?
So our aim was enjoying work, carrying out your daily duties, as well as, you know, having that aspect of enjoying it while doing it. We did ask the team directly what they thought can help them achieve an enjoyable day. It's definitely improved communication, team cohesion. So, for example, we did come up with a change idea called Friday Fun, like seasonal activities based on Halloween or Christmas, which a lot of people enjoyed.
It's been a bumpy ride for some of the teams, and we've got the Northwest Extended Primary Care team here. Kamara, Manisha, Davinda, what challenges have you faced? Have you got any tips for new enjoying work teams?
Yeah, I think for us, I think the biggest challenge from the beginning was the engagement from the team. I mean, we were in the middle of pandemic, and also staffing has been a real issue. We are a bigger team, so we are extended primary care team. We have got sub teams in there, so we have got district nursing team, we have got therapy team, care navigators are part of that, admin staff are part of that. So getting everybody involved and getting their engagement in terms of getting the responses was, I think, was the biggest challenge when we are collecting our outcome measures.
Laura, can you please tell us a little bit about the project that you're working on in your team and some of the challenges that you faced and the stage that you're at now?
So my name is Laura Fisher and I work at the Coburn Centre Adolescent Inpatient Unit, so it's four wards in one site, and ours was around staff wellbeing. Obviously there's a huge turnover of staff. It was right at the beginning of the pandemic when there was kind of all of those stories about NHS workers not being able to get food because of supermarkets and things like that. So that's when we initially started it. Our next steps are like creating a measure to test things, and we spoke to our coach and they said it could be quite a simple measure, you know, just what do you think of what we've implemented. So we definitely need to do that for the changes. Also we tend to do a lot of changes all at the same time, and again I think we need to try and think about staggering those kind of things, so that's going forward. I also think we had a massive team at the beginning of the project. Obviously loads of people have left, so I think we need to be better at trying to recruit more people into it because it's really small at the minute, and obviously the COVID's actually quite big, so we do need it to be a bit more representative. One of the things we are doing going forward is we've got an away day in 2 weeks and we are the ones running it, so that's going to be a real chance to sort of put all of our work across to people, because I think people still don't know who we are and what we're doing, so that's kind of the next steps that we want to do.